Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. All right, Kyle, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Hawks.
That's what's waiting for you, Ted. All right, today, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone used as a weapon. And finally, today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
I'm going to go hit me with your best shot this time.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, a man is in jail, his victim in the hospital after a violent robbery. Deputies arrested Todd Orvis after they caught him at the Publix parking lot. They were first alerted about a break-in at St. Mark Lutheran Church at around 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, a canine unit that led investigators to the parking lot across the street where they found him in a moving truck along with 68-year-old Ernest Maxey. Now, Orvis told deputies he'd broken into the church and then crossed the street where he broke into an SUV. He told them that he was experiencing alcohol withdrawal and hallucinations and thought he saw someone inside the SUV. He then got into a moving truck parked nearby where he found the other guy, 68-year-old Ernest Maxey. Now, according to his arrest report, he hit Maxey several times with something and then took his wallet and credit cards before being arrested. The victim remains in jail or in the hospital. Orvis remains in jail. He faces burglary, robbery, and assault charges. The question is, what did Orvis attack this other man with? Was it a plastic Jesus? Was it a fire extinguisher? Was it a bottle of motor oil? Or was it a candelabra? So plastic Jesus, fire extinguisher, motor oil, or a candelabra?
I'm sorry, Throw, what was the last thing you said? You broke up a what?
A candelabra.
What the hell is a candelabra?
Chandelier?
Candelabra. That's the thing. Think of a menorah. A menorah is essentially a candelabra. It is something that holds multiple candles.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, it could be any of those things. This is a good one.
Oh, thank you.
It is. Yeah, I hope. I don't hope, but for the sake of this, I hope the answer is the Jesus. So that's what I'm going
Jesus.
With.
Plastic Jesus.
Plastic Jesus.
Okay, Kyle. I'm going to go based on necessity. I'm going to go fire extinguisher.
All right.
Ted?
Yeah, Ted.
I don't know why, but it feels kind of French. So I'm going candelabra.
Candelabra.
It feels kind of French.
And Beauty and the Beast. Wasn't that little dude that spoke French?
Yeah, he was. I think he was just a candle holder because he did he have more than one?
I thought he had two hands, too.
Okay, then it's candelabra. Yeah.
What did this guy use to attack that guy? Plastic Jesus, fire extinguisher, a bottle of motor oil, or a candelabra? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Categories hit me with your best shout-out profile. This, we got a man in jail after a violent robbery in a church. He actually attacked a man.
That is correct.
Question is, what did he attack him with? A plastic Jesus, a fire extinguisher, bottle of motor oil, or a candelabra?
And that is a question we posed to Kyle, who has since hung up, and he went with the plastic Jesus, which frankly would have been my pick. It was not a plastic Jesus. Dean Smith, you went with the old candelabra because it sounded French to you.
Yeah.
It was not a candelabra. And then Miles Montgomery, you went with the fire extinguisher.
Why not?
And you are correct.
Okay.
That would hurt.
Yeah. Beat his ass with it.
Jesus. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of Tea.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The time is Ted's up to you for talent to write or something from open monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The frozen food brand Orida just released some limited edition skis meant to look like French fries. So now you and your health can both go downhill.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Myers.
The frozen foods brand Orida released a limited edition line of skis designed to look like French fries. Now you and your health can both go downhill.
Recently, there was a best mullet contest held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Perfect place.
But if you've ever been to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, then it probably just looked like a regular day to you.
Vita's one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
funny,
seriously.
You beat me to it. That's what I was like, God damn it.
Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, but I mean, honest to God, I'm like, you have a contest?
Yeah. Jeez. If you're ever in Harrisburg, go to Hershey Park. It's not that far.
It's the only thing to do.
It really is.
I don't know
then
why you
leave.
I don't know why you're there. Peeps just announced their 2026 Easter flavors include Pop-Tart Frosted Strawberry, Sunny D, and Chili Lime Mango. Just like Jesus would have wanted.
Go back.
Seth.
Fallon.
Peeps just announced that their Easter 2026 flavors include Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry, Sunny D, and Chili Lime Mango. It's just like Jesus would have wanted.
Should work Sunny D into the captain.
Sunny
yeah.
D.
Yeah.
While speaking to SpaceX employees, Elon Musk said he wants to make epic futuristic spaceships with lots of people in them traveling to places they've never been before, which for him, I'm guessing, is prom. Mm.
Seth.
Colbert.
Seth.
While speaking to SpaceX staffers this week, Elon Musk said that he wants to create, quote, epic futuristic spaceships with lots of people in them, traveling to places we've never been to before, which for him means, I'm guessing, prom? Mm.
Prom is a hot button issue for a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Meaning what? If you get asked or if you go or?
No. I'm not talking about high school kids. I mean, they go to prom or don't. But yeah. I'm amazed how many adults I'll talk to. It's like, I didn't go to prom. And it's like, dude, you're in your 30s. So get over it.
Oh, they're still upset about it?
Or like, Christ, or dude. Like, take it as a point of pride or something. It's like, I don't know, man.
Wow.
I went to prom. I liked it.
I just hated school so much. Like, I don't even think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want to go. Yeah, it was fine. I went out drinking.
I hated high school. I hated junior high. I hated elementary. I just wanted out.
I don't know if it would happen these days, but we had the phone number of a limo driver that was known to lie in a drink in the back afterwards.
Yeah.
It was like an extra grand, and we paid it.
Damn.
I know. So this is kind of an interesting list. A website called Collider.com, they put out a list of 10 comedies that are nearly perfect.
Okay. All right.
Which is
subjective, again, but all right.
Thank you. Very subjective.
Sure.
Right? Let's see. I think most of these, I can guarantee you, the three of us have seen all these. A couple of these might be a little outdated for Mike there. Number 10 on the list, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yep. Yeah, good call.
I would also say sometimes comedies that are really good, you almost have to watch them a couple times.
Right, yep. There's so many other jokes you did not get.
So there's a couple different kinds. So you get, you know, a scripted comedy like that or Caddyshack, and then slapstick, which is typically more like Mel Brooks or,
absolutely,
you know, I don't know, hell, somebody kind of like that. So or Naked Gun, that kind of thing. I like those two.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That came out in 2004. 2007, Superbad.
Very good comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I don't know if it was perfect, but it was good.
There's a lot of good stuff in Superbad.
I think I would actually put that over Anchorman, just because Anchorman was so stupid. And I think it was a very funny movie.
Well, good for you. It's number 9. Anchorman was 10.
Yeah, I know.
So it is over.
Fair point.
Or under.
Number 8 on the list, Step Brothers.
That is a great movie.
I have not seen it yet.
That is a great movie.
You never seen Step Brothers?
No. Nah. Back to what Ted was saying. It takes a couple of watches.
All right.
All right.
To settle in. But if you watch it, like, you have time to watch a movie twice.
Right.
But you're going to like it.
Okay.
You like it the first time, but the more you watch it, the more you really enjoy it.
Correct. The first time I watched it, I was like, yeah, it's all right. And then the second or third time, like, I would clearly put it on the list.
Okay.
And just so many stupid lines and this and that. It is very good. But I also think some of his movies, Will Ferrell movies, kind of take a second watch for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I mean, it's not on the list. The one I remember going to a theater, and my buddy Bernie, I remember he called me up and said, Teddy, I just saw this movie, we're going tomorrow, was There Something About Mary?
Yeah, that was a solid one.
Blades of Steel, not bad.
Yeah.
Glory?
No, Steel.
Glory. Blades of Steel was the hockey game we used to play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's like Blades of Glory. Okay.
Blades of Glory, that's right.
By Punch Gretzky.
Blades of something.
Look, his head's bleeding. Groundhog Day, 1993 makes the list at number 7.
Yeah.
It was fine. Like, it wasn't bad, but I don't ever have to watch it again. I never got enough of Stripes. Stripes was
Stripes is a great movie. That's it's not on the list, but there's some. Yeah, Groundhog Day. I'll watch on February 2nd.
Groundhog Day,
right? Is that
yes?
Right?
Yeah. February 2nd.
You know what? And it sounds stupid. That is something I'd go do one year.
What's that?
Go to Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie?
Just as,
no.
No. Poxitani. Poxitani.
Just to see it. That just seems like one of those dumb things I'd be into.
It is a stupid thing, right?
It's way too early for you. I mean, it's the crack of dawn on the East Coast. If you had to fly out there, time adjustment, it's like 6:30-ish.
Oh, I'm sure it's the crack of dawn, but it's like the event is in the morning.
Yeah.
So that makes it easier to get up and get there. So, like, well, I'll be back in bed by noon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What are people go drinking after that?
Oh, I guarantee it,
they
dude.
They have to.
Yeah, like, is there a party?
It's their one thing.
Is right. there a Phil Fest? I mean, what do they got?
I would imagine you're right, because they do it at 6 or 6:30 in the morning. I bet there's people there already boozing, and there's a beer garden at, like, 4 a.m.
Guaranteed.
If they can do it. The PA has weird balls. Big Lebowski makes the list. This is the only one I disagree with. The Big Lebowski is a funny movie.
Yeah.
To say it's a perfect comedy.
No.
Right?
I think it's more of a cult classic.
And honestly, I like The Big Lebowski. I will watch it. But I don't know that there's that many, like, laugh-out-loud funny moments.
No, I agree.
Ghostbusters makes the list.
All right, pretty solid.
Okay.
1984. Quick question. State Puff Marshmallow Man versus Pillsbury Doughboy. Same size. Who wins?
Michelin
Pillsbury
Man.
Doughboy. Oh, really? You think so?
He's a tire.
State Puff Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. Did I say Michelin Man?
You said Michelin.
Oh, Michelin.
My bad.
But yeah, Stay Puft. I'm still taking Poppin' Fresh. Is that his name? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to turn into a sticky grappling grudge match.
Yes, it is.
Some Like It Hot from 1959.
Never saw it.
Never saw it, but critically, I've heard it's fantastic.
I've never seen it either. Yeah. I don't even know that I've ever heard
of
it.
So why don't they replay these things?
Like, you know, that was what, Peter Lemon and Walter Matthau, I believe.
Like IFC or something?
Oh, I know those guys from Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, exactly. I want to say it was those two guys and Marilyn Monroe. I believe they were the three.
That's why it's perfect.
That's why it's hot.
Yeah.
Mighty Python and the Holy Grail make the list. Again, this is a list of 10 perfect comedies.
Very funny.
It's hard to watch as a kid because you didn't understand.
You all don't get half the jokes.
And right? It's half British comedy. You would love it.
All right. Airplane makes the list.
Yeah, great.
Now, that's probably closer to your slapstick stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I picked the wrong day to quit amphetamines.
Yeah.
And then again, they're going way back. Number one on the list, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I've only seen one clip that they always show, the guy riding the bomb as it drops out of a plane. But I don't know. I didn't even know it was supposed to be a comedy.
That's 100% with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the news to me. Like, okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's a wild one. Like, Dr. Strangelove. Miles, what did you say, Caddyshack?
Caddyshack's a good one for me.
Caddyshack's a great one. I would also put Back to School on there.
Pretty solid.
With Rodney Dangerfield.
A lot of comments coming in on YouTube for The Jerk, which is a great call.
The Jerk is super awesome. Yeah. And credit to you, Miles. I think you were the one that finally, years ago, were like, dude, you've never seen that movie? I was like, no, you got to watch it.
It's just dumb, but it's funny.
Correct, yeah. Yeah.
I like Spaceballs. There's all kinds of just dumb slapstick stuff. Blazing Saddles, I cannot believe is not on there. Mel Brooks, any Mel Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, Mel Brooks crushed it.
Right, and we were talking about Naked Gun. I did not get it the first time I saw that movie as I was a kid. But to this day, and I think I've told Mike this before, like, he orders a Black Russian.
Right.
And that black dude just stands there in, like, a Russian hat.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't even really acknowledge
him. No.
He just stands there.
Yeah. Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
In my world.
I thought Hot Shots, as far as that kind of thing, it was like a Naked Sun tip. Naked Gun tip. Great movie.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. There's Something About Mary was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I wonder if some of those comedies, I don't want to be one of those people, but it's like, will they still make them?
Yeah. If nothing else, put it on stream.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers are great. I think what hurts Wedding Crashers, again, it's just about a half hour too long.
Right. And too much romance.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's kind of what happens in the end there.
Sure.
But again, I went and saw that at theaters. Great, great movie.
Yeah.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Great line. All right, let's test you guys. Who's one of the hottest, numbers-wise, pop artists out there right now?
Taylor Swift.
All right, not Taylor Swift.
Jelly Roll.
She's a lady.
Selena Gomez. Who's the chick who sings that song you like that I hate? Pink Pony Club, Chapel Roan.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Is she pop or country?
Sabrina Carpenter is definitely pop.
Oh, she's pop.
Okay. Yeah, she got that song Espresso, Man Child.
Whatever.
Well, sometimes they bleed. You know, over.
They do, but she's specifically pop. She's not country. Right. I mean, if you built a pop artist.
Came out wrong.
If you build a pop artist, because she's kind of tiny, but she's very cute, very attractive, and this and that, it would probably be Sabrina Carpenter. She'd just like pop out of a cake and be like, ah, I'm a pop artist. She wouldn't talk like that. But this time of year, we're already getting into divisional playoffs. Go Hawks. So there's teasers for Super Bowl's commercial. She's going to be out. She's got a teaser out. She's going to do a commercial for Pringles. She sold a flower made of Pringles chips, picking out each Pringle petal, saying, he loves me, he loves me not.
Okay.
Pretty simple to figure out. I mean, hey, it's Sabrina Carpenter. Just go do it. Also, again, I'll say this the next 3 weeks. Some people like to watch the commercials. I don't understand why we got to release them early.
I hate that. Like, look, if you want me to pay attention. And, you know, back in the day, and like I said, I'm more of a football peer. I do not care about the halftime show. I do not care about the commercials. But you knew the commercials would be cool. So it's like, all right, instead of getting up and grabbing a beer, I watch the commercials. But like you said, they released them all in advance. Like, I've already tuned out. I'm out. I don't care. You already told me.
Yeah.
Right? I don't understand the point. Like, why? Here, I guess it's more to this. The amount of money it costs to air a commercial during the Super Bowl, why would you spend that much money if you're going to show everyone in advance?
You know what else I say?
What do you say, Ted?
Bring back the Bud Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know. That was fun to watch.
Right,
stupid, but fun.
Remember the Clydesdale played football?
Puppy Bowl, anything.
Puppy Bowl was still on, but it airs earlier in the day.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But you could watch that. I mean, you got to cheer for one of those puppies, but just pick one. I don't care. They're all puppies. I'll be honest with you, folks. They're not keeping score for real.
No.
It's barely football.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Because of AI, one Dutch couple might not be married after all. Meanwhile, after a guy's car was stolen, Nantucket's biggest Coke dealer takes a great fall. A goat is detained after trying to break into an Auburn retirement home. St. Augustine, Florida is where the giant emos roam. And a man who once stole a snowplow while shirtless tries to take down an airplane. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hart.
All right, our top story, we're going to Maryland, where folks like to commit one crime at a time. Local police got a call from a man after he found a stash of drugs. They arrived on the scene and met the man who told them how he found a package of cocaine on the side of the road. But as they dug further into the details, they found out that as his story was a little, altered. You see, he wasn't strolling down the street when he happened upon the drug. No. He was actually attempting to steal a car, ending up searching the trunk when he couldn't get it started, and that's where he found the goods. He panicked and quickly called authorities, who launched an investigation and busted the drug trafficker, leading to his arrest. Charges will be filed against the owner of the drugs. No word on if the potential carjacker is facing charges or arrest.
So there's a bag of drugs sitting on the stairs of the light rail station. It looked like a little bag of coke. I'm like, it could be a million different things. I'm not going to touch it.
No.
I'm sure somebody did.
That's best not to.
I was just like, nah, I'm not going to not do that.
Yeah.
I know what you're wondering, Ted. It was in Hyannis.
Hyannis, Maryland?
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, okay.
No, I was going to say, that seems odd. You're going to steal a car, then you find drugs, and you're like, better report the drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and he was altered. What do you know?
Yeah. No,
I just stole this car, man, but obviously they got all these drugs in here, dude. You got to do something.
Yeah, like steal cars, cool, but drugs,
illegal.
Yeah, can't do that. In other news, we take to the skies where people just can't behave themselves. An unruly passenger put a target on his back before the plane even took off from Nebraska to Detroit. I didn't do the math. That is not a long flight, though. Refusing to buckle his seatbelt and making rude statements to passengers and crew. But he managed to behave himself long enough for the plane to get underway, but only just. Shortly afterward, he unbuckled himself from his seat and stood up, making rude gestures toward the flight attendants. When he was told that he would be reported for his behavior, he doubled down, poking the attendant and threatening to kill him. The plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Cedar Rapids as the man attempted to open the exit door near his seat, making a scene as he removed his shirt and swung at passengers that attempted to interfere. He was arrested and found in possession of more than 40 Xanax pills that were not prescribed to him, and he's facing several charges.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Xanax does that?
Yeah. Kind of where I was at.
Yeah. Thought it calmed you down.
Right? Everything I've heard
depends.
Of Xanax.
If you don't have, like, anxiety and stuff, then the Xanax just kind of gets you crazy and high. Damn. And there's a reason, like, look, there is a prescription used for Xanax, but there's a reason it became such a popular recreational drug to people.
Gotcha.
Huh. Put it to you this way. Johnny Manziel has a tattoo of a Xanax bar on his arm.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, Xanny bars you hear in lyrics, like, again, I've never had them, so I'm not sure if there's, I thought it was for anxiety, but yeah.
Damn.
It is, if you take it right.
Right.
Down to Florida, where an animal attempted to join the local wildlife. Police received a report that an emu had escaped its enclosure and was on the loose in the area. They eventually tracked the massive bird down and moved in to capture it. But, as with any animal that's gotten a taste of freedom, it was less than enthusiastic about going back into a cage and resisted officers, kicking its feet multiple times, making use of its talons to elude officers and maintain its independence. Eventually, a makeshift lasso was made, which secured the emu before the officer used his own handcuffs to restrain the bird's legs together, rendering them useless. The officer admits that it was the first time in his career that he had handcuffed an emu. It was returned to his owner without further incident.
But it won't be the last time, sir.
That'd be a weird little lasso to make.
It an emu lasso.
Right. Right, but his neck's so skinny, it would take a while to cinch it.
Exactly.
You know, lasso, it's harder than you think.
Well, sure. That's why it's in the...
Oh, you did that in Texas?
I did.
How'd you do?
Not well. No.
Were you confident when you're doing it? Like, when you're swinging it, like, oh, I got this.
Yeah. And I was on the way to a country concert. It's the night before the national title. Like, I'm going to do this. And I mean, after, like, I don't know how many... And the guy's like, go ahead, partner. You can keep going.
Oh, damn.
Keep trying.
I'm not even going
to
charge you, man. This is...
Ironically, though, that cowboy was from Eastern Washington.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Way to go, buckaroo. You keep trying.
Right. And he was stronger than I was. Like, go ahead, fella. Keep trying.
Odd story from the Netherlands. A local district court has rendered a marriage invalid for what was said, or more accurately, what was not said. The couple trusted a friend as an officiant of their wedding, who also put together the couple's wedding vows that they would speak to each other at the ceremony, admittedly using ChatGPT to generate the perfect speech. Unfortunately, while the speeches were beautiful, yet more relaxed than traditional vows, the court took notice that they did not include specific wording that they say would make the marriage valid by the government law. The couple made a fight to keep the date recognized as the beginning of their union, citing that date that had significance, but the court denied their plea, sticking with the black and white of the laws on the books. They'll need to conduct another ceremony with the proper wording to have their marriage recognized.
Did either of them look at each other and say, wait, you used AI to write a vow?
Right. Well, no, this was the officiant who wrote
the officiant. Okay, all right, all right.
And so that was part of the problem, is that they didn't include the, you know, you're going to be there throughout this, throughout
whatever
that.
Whatever their rule is.
Exactly.
Like, come on, man.
And apparently you must speak those words at these weddings.
Jesus Christ.
But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Right here at home in Auburn, Washington, authorities got a call about a prowler attempting to gain entry into a retirement facility. They arrived on the scene to find the described suspect, a goat that felt entitled enough to break into the facility. The officers say that they safely detained the suspect until a friend of the owner arrived to pick her up, but not before taking a few photos with the officers. Authorities say that charges were dropped due to extreme adorableness.
Extreme adorableness.
Men's room sports. You've got college hoops on the ESPN affiliate channels and CBS Sports. NHL hockey on ESPN and the Kraken are currently underway in Boston against the Bruins over on NBC and Kong. As far as your weather, we've got some clouds tonight with a low of 39. Tomorrow we're looking at a partly cloudy day with a high of 52 to welcome us into a beautiful sunshiny weekend.
Let's go.
That's for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a Bad Choice Friday, the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds. Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.